What It Means to Be a Sloth, Chapter 5, Centered in Its Stomach. Digestion in the sloth occurs in an incredibly slow rate. In captive animals, after 3 or 6 days of fasting, the stomach is found to be only slightly less full. Leaves are hard to digest and not very nutrient-rich, consisting primarily of cellulose and water. Only with the help of microorganisms in the stomach can the sloth digest cellulose, breaking it down into substances, fatty acids, that can be taken up by the bloodstream. The sloth's stomach is four-chambered, like those of ruminants, cows, deer, and so on, and is clearly the center of the digestive process. The stomach is enormous relative to the animal's overall size. It takes up most of the space of the abdominal cavity, and including contents, makes up 20 to 30% of total body weight. Nonetheless, digestion takes a long time. On the basis of field experiments, Montgomery and Sundquist estimate that it takes food about 10 times longer to pass through a sloth than through a cow. Moreover, the sloth also digests less of the plant material than most other herbivores. Through its stomach, a mammal senses hunger. Most grazing mammals spend a large part of their time eating, so that food is continuously passing through their digestive tract. The sloth is, once again, an atypical herbivore, since it feeds for a comparatively small portion of its day. A small rainforest deer, the same size as a sloth, ate 6 times as much during the same period of time. The howler monkey, which also lives in the canopies of Central and South American rainforests, and whose diet comprises only about 50% leaves, eats about 7 times as many leaves as do sloths. With its slow metabolism and digestion, the sloth's stomach remains full, although the animal eats so little. As a stark contrast, we can think of carnivores like wolves or lions that regularly, as a normal part of their lives, experience empty stomachs. Their hunting drives are directly connected to their hunger. Hunger brings about the maximal aggressive activity of these animals. When a lion has gorged itself on 40 pounds of meat, it becomes lethargic and sleeps for an extended period. The sloth's constantly full stomach is a fitting image for its consistently slow-paced life, as well, it seems, a physiological condition for it. Starvation makes sloths hyperactive. After about a week of feeding, sleeping, and external inactivity, a change occurs in the sloth's life. It begins to descend from its tree. Having reached the forest floor, it makes a hole in the leaf litter with its stubby little tail. It then urinates and defecates, covers the hole, and ascends back into the canopy, leaving its natural fertilizer behind. The two-toed sloth has no tail and leaves its feces lying on the leaf litter. The feces, the product of sloth metabolism, decompose very slowly. The hard pellets can be found only slightly decomposed 6 months after defecation. Normally, organic material decomposes rapidly in the warm and moist conditions of the rainforest. For example, leaves decompose within 1 or 2 months, a process that can take a few years in a temperate climate forest. Ecologically, sloth excrement stands out as a long-term, stable source of nutrients and may be related to stabilizing some components of the forest system. Sloths slow the normally high recycling rates for certain trees. Sloths contribute not only slow movement to the rainforest, but slow decomposition as well. It is estimated that a sloth can lose up to 2 pounds while defecating and urinating, more than 1/4 of its total body weight. If one imagines a sloth with a full stomach, which it always seems to have, just prior to excreting, then more than half of its body weight is made up of its food, waste, and digestive organs. This quantitative consideration points to the qualitative center of gravity in the animal's life. But the sloth's stomach is more like a vessel that needs to remain full than a place of intensive muscular activity, secretion, mixing, and breaking down, as it is in the cow, for example.